Okay, so before the latest lockdown, many of us Kiwis, we created a bucket list, didn't we, of places that we wanted to go in New Zealand while we had the country to ourselves to make the most of it. One place I have always wanted to go is Stewart Island, and I haven't got myself organised, and I'm very jealous because my colleague, Tim Roxburgh, has, and he even went down there to shoot a TV show, and he joins me now. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Very good, thank you. I am dying to go to Stewart Island. I'm dying to go down and walk the tracks and just take it all in.
Yeah, like I had never been to Stewart Island either, and like you say, it was kind of a bucket list thing. And when we couldn't go overseas, like you're talking about, that, well, this was an island that we could go to. And so tourism actually really started to boom for Stewart Island. But I had so many misconceptions of it because it's two-thirds of the way to Antarctica. Mm-hmm. And so I was imagining that this might be some sort of barren, windswept place. It is anything but. Like, I know it sounds weird. It almost looks subtropical. 85% of it is covered in this lush rainforest. And you land on this little, what looks like a jungle airport. And I know jungle is by the equator and we're 46 degrees south, but it looks like one of those random Southeast Asian jungle airports with just an airstrip and no building. And then a van takes you down to the little seaside town of Oban. Like, it is such an adventure. I absolutely loved it.
This is, of course, for your TV show, Uncharted New Zealand. You went down there. What time of the year were you visiting?
So we were there in winter.
Okay, and you're still calling it tropical?
Yeah. Oh, look, not temperature-wise. not temperature-wise at all, but it's just that the vegetation is so green and so kind of broccoli-like that you know, I was expecting this kind of windswept, barren place, and it isn't like that. And one of the reasons it isn't like that is that there are no stoats, ferrets, or weasels.
Yes.
So there are a few possums, but minus the stoats, ferrets, and weasels, the forest life is so much more spectacular. And also the bird life, the native bird life, is amazing too.
I know a lot of people who've headed down there and, you know, heard the kiwi outside the house at night. Don't even have to go looking for them.
No, like the footprints are everywhere. So it's the best place in New Zealand to spot kiwi in the wild. And if you stay there long enough, you will. I didn't see any, and I tried really hard, but I saw their footprints everywhere. You know, you go to the beach, beautiful white sand beaches, by the way. Paterson Inlet is 100 square kilometers, and there's just all these little islands, and it's like, oh, is this the Bay of Islands or is this Stewart Island? This is amazing.
It's such a rich history down there too, Tim.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's old whaling stations, abandoned whaling stations, and but yeah, one morning I woke up, I was staying at this Eco Lodge, Jensen Bay house, and there was a kaka just sitting outside my window, you know, and it's that kind of place, weka everywhere. And Olva Island is this 200 hectare island that you have to visit too. If you're like me, you love bushwalks and just seeing all the birds and everything. It feels so kind of Jurassic Park-like. It was, it was stunning.
You flew in. Did you fly out or did you try the boat?
No, you got to fly. Right. I don't know. What are your sea legs like, Francesca?
Not good.
Mine aren't great.
I hear a mix. You hear mixed reviews. You hear some people say, "Oh, today would have been a good day to be on the boat," and other people say, "Today's a good day to be in the air."
I think it's always a good day to be in the air if it's FOVO straight. But look, this is speaking as someone who's been to Stewart Island once. But yeah, you've got a notorious body of water if you want to take the ferry, or you've got an outrageously spectacular 20-minute scenic flight, little 9-seater plane, where you're taking photos every single second because out the window is just so beautiful.
So if someone
the fish and chips.
Oh, really? To die for,
yeah.
I bet.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. So if you were suggesting to someone to head down there, how much time should they take?
We had 3 nights and that wasn't enough. I think if you want to do it properly, give yourself a week. 3 nights was still awesome. But this is the sort of place to go if you love bushwalks. So if you're someone who, it's not like you do one bushwalk and then that's it. You know, it's got one of New Zealand's great walks, Rakiura. By the way, Rakiura means blowing skies. So the night skies you get
are
outrageous.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can do, you know, a 32-kilometer, the great walk there, or just little day trips. But it's all about the bushwalks and the wildlife and the fish and chips.
Oh, look, thank you so much for sharing with us. Tim Roxburgh there, who, of course, will be with you later on today in the Weekend Collective. He's got a new show out. It is on Choice TV at 8:30 p.m. on Monday night. It's called Uncharted New Zealand. It's a travel show, and he's shot that along with Carolyn Taylor. So you might want to check that out tomorrow. I'm definitely going to be taking a look at Stewart Island tomorrow night.